Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, global tribe of disruptors. Happy, happy, happy Sunday. It is Sunday. You are listening to Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption. This is Nick Papadopoulos, author, speaker, and facilitator around transformational topics and an absolutely committed disruptor. Why we're here, folks? We are here because we are committed to awakening humanity to leave their mark in the world and to get connected to something much, much larger than ourselves. We deliver transformation and disruption in the areas of leadership development, culture engagement, and team dynamics. And Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption have a men's group here in New York City, folks. More to come on that because one of our guests in the show, Pavel Lempert, he's part of our men's group. Our next men's group, by the way, is tomorrow night, November 21st. And then come on December 5th also as a guest or December 19th. If you're interested in being part of a community where you're bringing your A game, being in service, and learning about yourself and being in service to the world, then come and hang out with the Dudes of Disruption men's group. We're a pretty cool group of cats or dudes.
Agreed.
Yeah, you agree?
100%.
That's Pavel, by the way.
Hey.
So, Pavel, we're here to talk about today's show is how to become the artist of your life. How to become the artist of your life. Folks, the game is made up. So you might as well make up a game that lights you up and that unleashes you and serves and changes the world. So today we're going to be talking about how to become the artist of your life. Our show, Pavel, includes a Say What section. That's segment two. Say what? Where we bring an article into the conversation that relates to our topic. We have Coach Kerry Turner calling in. That's our Ask a Dudette
awesome.
Section, right? We have Parting Shots in the fourth segment. We have Pavel Lempert, who's from Drum Cafe. We have, as I mentioned already, Coach Kerry Turner. Please call in at 212-650-6903. We have a bunch of folks online. You're listening to us today, WHCR 90.3. That's on the FM dial, like freaking amazing, right? FM 90.3, WHCR, amazing. Freaking amazing. And you can also watch and listen to us online at WHCR.org. Or you've got us online here, Facebook, Nick Papadopoulos. Okay, we start every show, Pavel. We start every show with Nick's riff.
Go. I know that, dude.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution.
All right, Global Tribe, we are talking about how to become the artist of your life. Nick's riff starts off with that song, Revolution, and a quote. I've got two quotes today, Pavel.
Wow.
We have Pavel Lempert from Drum Cafe in the house.
Bada boom.
In the dude's house. So the first quote is from Walt Disney. I love this one. I only hope that we don't lose sight of one thing, dot, dot, dot. That it was all started by a mouse, by Walt Disney, right? Talk about becoming the artist of your life. He literally sketched a mouse. And look what we have now. And by the way, what we have now is not just Disney and its different properties around the world. Disney represents the opportunity and the space to create magic for people. And don't we need magic anytime, right? Here's the second quote I got. I'm going to do a double doozy this time. I usually just do one.
I'm ready.
We got an online comment saying, finally seeing you live, Nick, with a thumbs up. All right. Cool. Thanks for the online comments. Bring more of them in. Here's the second quote. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are usually the ones who do. That's from the Apple commercial from the 1990s. We're actually going to play a clip for that in the second segment, so stay tuned if you're on WHCR 90.3 FM or you're online watching us. So I was a history major, Pavel, at NYU, And one of the things that I've really enjoyed about this political climate that we've been in, and we've been in a pretty unique one, would you say?
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I'm a little delirious from it, I think, at this point. I think my head's spinning a bit. And at the same time, one of the silver linings for me personally, I think for a lot of people, because the conversation has risen to new levels. The level of consciousness about who we are, what we want, has risen, which I think fits very nicely inside of this conversation about becoming the artist of your life. And the thing I was reminded of, and why I took history as a major at NYU back in the day, is I was reminded that our founding fathers of our nation were forward-thinking artists. I really do. I think they were artists. They were visionaries who were driven by ideas and ideals to create a new kind of government, one that had never existed before. Talk about the game is made up. You're going to go make up a game on your own, right? And they made up a game that was formed by desire and choice for a new culture of freedom. Like, it was like freedom was front and center for them. So Global Tribe, here's a question for you. Where have you been the founding father of something in your life, like the birth of our nation? Where have you been the founding father when you look around your life, relationships, family, business, finances? Where in your life can you become? Where is there an opportunity to become the artist of your life so you get to be a founding father and unleash something amazing in your world and in the world around you? The world is a demand for a new way of thinking. It always has been, it always will, and certainly in this climate that we're in right now, the world is a demand for new artists to appear. Look around your home, your career, your community, your environment, education, politics. It's everywhere. There's an opportunity for you to become the artist of your life. Listen, I want to pay a little homage as we get into this conversation to our founding fathers, because they were bad. They were bad. They were real cool dudes. I mean, they were revolutionists.
That's why they call it the revolution.
Is that why they call it the revolution?
I believe so.
This is why, folks, we have Pavel Lempert on the show from Drum Cafe.
And I was a poli-sci major, so...
Okay.
You know.
So. Maybe that's why we get along so well. History, so. Poli-sci, they're, what, first cousins, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So what I loved about our founding fathers, again, think about our founding fathers. Like, we take it for granted, I think, sometimes. I know I have. They created something out of nothing. Like, it wasn't like they had something and then they said, let's go do this, right? America was born out of three revolutionary ideas, right? And one of them was this yearning, this thirst that the founding fathers had for freedom. I just mentioned that a few minutes ago, but this thing around freedom, right? James Madison once said, "This promised land is an asylum to the persecuted and oppressed of every nation and every religion." Thomas Jefferson wrote, he made this up. Thomas Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence, "All men are created equal." How radical was that? So radical, especially in 1776 or thereabouts when he wrote that in the Declaration of Independence. So the revolution, the founding fathers had three revolutionary ideas. One of them was this thirst for freedom. And so they designed a government and a system that would allow for the government to protect life, liberty, and property from what they call man's innate capacity to do evil things, much like King George III and England had been doing to them here, right, what would become the United States. But here's what's so brilliant about them. And again, I want you guys to start thinking about this story as it relates to your lives. What was brilliant about them was they said freedom is number one, and then they created the Declaration of Independence, for example. And then they said, but you know what? People can get, like, kind of wonky. They can get kind of evil, especially if they have too much power. So let's design a government that has three branches of government to create a checks and balances, right? Let's create an electoral college. Let's give the president veto power. Let's actually give the system an opportunity to impeach a president or officials if they go overboard, right? Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And then there's a third idea that the founding fathers created what our nation now is that they empowered people. What they said was what they said was that a democratic republic requires a special kind of culture where people have a passion for liberty, like a commitment to liberty, where people are teaching themselves about the values of liberty and to never take what we have for granted. Think how radical that was in the 1700s. These are people who were used to a king and a monarchy and a very compliant environment where people waited for the king and the queen and parliament and the dictator and the rulers to tell them what to do. These guys are actually saying, we want to empower people. You know, I wrote an article once called Leadership at All Levels. And leadership at all levels is regardless of who you are, regardless of what your title is, how long you've been working at a company, how much money you make or how little you make, what your responsibilities are, how many people you manage or don't manage, everybody is the king or the queen in their company. That's how you have a great company, is leadership at all levels. These guys were so radical. They were basically saying everyone in this country gets to have a voice. So global tribe, where are you wanting to become the artist of your life and you're getting in the way, or something is getting in the way? I'll end one last point here, Pavel, and I'll bring you into this conversation. John Adams once said that it was the change in principles, opinions, sentiments, and affections of Americans that sparked the revolution. They considered that new culture of freedom that had risen among them in the decades prior to, along with this idea of the new Constitution and the Declaration of Independence that they created, to be the most precious gift that they would then share to future generations and to future U.S. citizens. That vision offers us today an example that can serve as a guide for this conversation, more importantly, beyond this conversation, by which to use for designing and creating anything in your life. So, Pavel, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You did a TED Talk, okay?
Yeah.
We have Pavel Lempert from Drum Cafe. Pavel, you did a TED Talk where the talk I believe you were sharing with me revolved around possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
How does this relate to what we're talking about? You know, we're talking about the founding fathers creating something out of nowhere. And we're talking about the show is called How to Become the Artist in Your Life. Tell us about your TED Talk.
Well, essentially, it's the main concept of the TED Talk was about yes and, which is a
yes and.
Yes and.
Okay.
So in improv theater and musical jamming, it's about taking someone's idea.
Right.
And not saying no, not saying maybe.
Right.
Saying yes.
Right.
And.
Yes.
And then you move it along.
I love
so
it.
So not to contradict you, but our founding fathers, it wasn't out of nothing. They drew from history.
Mm-hmm.
And they said yes,
and
so it's an opportunity of coming from a place of creation, creating something, and building. Most importantly, moving things forward.
Gotcha. What area of your life have you always wanted to be an artist, or maybe right now, what's an area in your life where you're wanting to be the artist of your life? You're actually an artist. You were an actor.
Yeah, I mean, prior to Drum Cafe, I was a performing artist, dancer, singer, actor.
Right.
So, the irony is, I guess, the area I'd love most to be more creative would be in my political area. I mean, in my business area.
Okay.
My professional area. I mean, I feel like there's enough creativity happening at home.
Right.
I have two kids that keep things very real and creative. I think giving myself permission to sort of try something really outrageous.
Got it.
Professionally.
Pavel, you said something really interesting. You said you want to be an artist. The area that you want to become an artist or a different kind of artist is in the area of your career.
Correct.
And you said, I need to give myself permission. So Global Tribe, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're actually going to explore this thing called permission, because that may be getting in the way. Your phone calls at 212-650-6903. Your online comments, again, you can watch us and listen to us at WHCR.org.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption, Disrupting Your Automatics. Special guest Pavel Lempert and Coach Kerry Turner will be calling in very shortly. This week we're talking about how to become the artist of your life. Please continue to send in your online comments. One online comment, Pavel, that you'll enjoy is from our friend Tommy, who's in our Dudes of Disruption men's group. He says, "Nice stash, Nick." And yes, I am sporting a stash. What he's referring to is that the Dudes of Disruption men's group is partnering with Movember Foundation, which creates awareness around men's health during the month of November. The Dudes of Disruption men's group is raising money. We have a goal of $5,000. We've already blown that away. But please continue to contribute or join our team. You can go to the Dudes of Disruption Facebook page. You'll find a link there to make a donation. You just heard, Pavel, from the play Hamilton. And we're going to be playing music from Hamilton. Coincidentally, actually, I had planned to do Hamilton the entire week. And then all the stuff came out about Hamilton this weekend. I want to read a couple of verses from that song called "My Shot," which is from the play Hamilton, the musical. He says, "I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm not throwing away my shot. Hey yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. Trying to reach my goal, my power of speech, unimpeachable. The plan is to fan this spark into a flame." Global Tribe, what flame do you have? Where do you have that flame where you want to be the artist of your life or a new kind of artist in some particular area of your life, and something is getting in the way? And we're going to talk about that. Before we do, I just want to play a quick commercial that was played back in the 90s.
Here's to the crazy ones. The misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
You were smiling during that app. That's the Apple commercial from the 1990s. Why are you smiling, Pavel?
Well, a couple things. First of all, the little nostalgia just hearing that. But also, I've got my own little live feed here going, and yeah, you keep using the phrase "global tribe," and I have my own little global tribe chiming in here from. I've got Claire Farthing chiming in from the Pizza Hut in Swindon in the UK. So, and Vera Buxton, Denise Kelly, good to see you guys.
Love it. We literally have a global tribe of disruptors. I've got an interesting comment online, Pavel.
Yeah.
It's from my friend Heidi up in Boston, up in Massachusetts. She says, "Drawing my life is listening to my own guidance," or another way put, her little voice probably, right? "Not listening to anyone else, especially the naysayers who don't believe it isn't so. It is so. So." I think it and I can feel it. I can create it. Anything is possible. One of the things that, when I run leadership programs, one of the things I tell folks is that the game is made up. Everything is made up. The stop signs outside of the street that you are stopping your car while listening to this show, or the red light or the green light that stops you or has you go forward, right? This station, all of it, our clothes, it's all, somebody made it up. So the good news is that you get to make up a game, like Heidi's saying, like really trusting your inner voice.
I was just going to say, it sounds like trust.
Yes.
That voice, your voice.
Yes.
And just leaning into that and not getting distracted by, since it's made up, you get to make it up.
Yeah, and I want to say the thing about trust is it's not just trusting that there is something there that your little voice is telling you. More importantly, it's trusting that you will navigate through it. The it is whatever journey you're about to take, right? Because there will be breakthroughs and there will be breakdowns. That is part of the journey. And in fact, if you actually choose the journey, you don't even relate to it as breakdowns and breakthroughs. It's just the journey. And trust that you will figure it out. And here's a way to figure it out, by the way. We've all trusted ourselves at some point to figure it out. We've all had an opportunity in our lives. This is what I want people to get connected to. We've all had an opportunity in our lives where we navigated through a very challenging, tricky, something new, never done before kind of situation, and you accomplished whatever it was you accomplished. You succeeded at whatever it was that you wanted to succeed at. Yep. And what I want people to get connected to is you've done this already. You don't need to listen to this show to get the answer for that. You actually have the answer. Listen to the show to get reconnected to your greatness, to get to, like Heidi said, to get reconnected to that voice inside you that's saying, not only do you know what to go do, but you know actually how to get through it, how to navigate and land on your feet successfully and have the people around you feel great. Now, I said before the break, Pavel, that, and you prompted this, you said something about permission.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an article that we both read prior to coming into the show called, it's a New York Times article called Hesitant to Make That Big Life Change, Permission Granted, Carl Richards.
Yep.
And I'm going to take a few excerpts from the article that we both read. So he talks about this, the co-author of Freakonomics, Stephen D. Levitt. And what Stephen D. Levitt says is that people who aren't sure about uprooting their lives probably should. And as a basic rule of thumb, Stephen Levitt says, people are too cautious when it comes to making a change, right? So Mr. Levitt conducted this study, which I think was kind of fascinating. He asked participants who were undecided about a major life or business decision to flip a virtual coin, right? Pretty brilliant, right? Heads, they go ahead with the change. Tails, things stay the same. Based on the results of tossing over 20,000 virtual coins, the study found that people were happier after making a major change, whether they did it because the coin forced them or forced their hand or because they just decided on their own. And he talks about, this article, the context of the article is he's actually moving. He starts off by saying he's moving to New Zealand in 16 days and he's about to take his family. And the little voice in his head, much like Heidi online was saying, the voice in his head kept saying, people just don't do this sort of thing. He says, name one person who picks up their family and goes to New Zealand. Who's ever done something like that before, right? So Global Tribe, when that little voice is doing that thing, that's something that I bet many people can relate to, he's actually looking for permission, which is what you said before the break. Those little voices are saying, what right do I have to do this? You're looking for validation. You're looking for affirmation that it's going to be okay. And usually when you make a big life change, by the way, you're not going to get that kind of support from people because you're breaking the status quo, much like the Apple commercial talks about. You almost don't have respect for the status quo. And let me say differently, actually. You have respect for the status quo, and at the same time, what you're saying is, I'm going to disrupt it. I'm going to disrupt that status quo and choose that status quo from an awakened place with eyes wide open. I may choose the status quo again from an awakened place, or I may choose something different because that status quo no longer serves me or serves the people around me. What do you think about this article?
It's troubling.
Can you relate to it personally?
It definitely gives me pause. You know, how often am I not saying yes and to myself? Definitely there's been, and not just because my gorgeous wife is tuning in.
Right.
But, you know, that is the clearest example for me of doing the unordinary, the extraordinary. You know, my wife is English. We met on a cruise ship.
Right. You
know, but yet somehow we made it work.
Right.
Even though, like you said, there were bumps along the way. No one said we could. It wasn't easy. And now 17 years later with two teenagers, things are good.
Yeah. Share the story you shared with me prior to the show about your daughter. Because in the context of this thing called we're waiting for permission in order to become the artist of our lives.
Sure. So I shared with Nick my eldest daughter, 14-year-old Sophie. She is at hold on, I'm having technical difficulties here.
Yeah, that happens.
Okay, I'll let it go. So Sophie, she's a freshman in high school. She just said to me the other day. She said, "Papa, I have a question for you.
Is that what she calls you, Papa?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cute.
She said, can I go with some other Eastside high school students and work in a soup kitchen on Thanksgiving?
Right.
And I never typically say yes or no to any question. I always kind of keep it going. So I said, well, you know, we'll need to talk about this.
You say yes and.
I say yes and. Also, it allows me to parent with Diane. So neither of us are saying yes or no. So
right.
We get to talk about it together.
Right.
But anyway, you know, I said, we'll have to talk about it. And then she also then offered, well, just so you know, I signed up. I can take my name off the list, but I already signed up.
Got it.
So I did reinforce that. I thought it was a great thing that she was interested in that. I said, I think it's an incredible thing that you also are supporting in your own decision to do that.
Right.
In such a way that you're going to make it happen as best you can.
Yes.
So needless to say, of course, Diane and I had our quote-unquote discussion. And,
yes.
And we are supporting Sophie in her endeavors to support other people.
You know, what your story reminds me of around your daughter, Sophie, and I've met Sophie, and she is, you know, they say, if you want to know how you're doing as a parent, look at your kids.
Yeah.
And so Pavel and his wife have done an amazing job. And what I love about the story around Sophie is that when you're in action, when you're in the doing, and you're doing it from a place of heart, and a place of love, and you're connected to your higher purpose, people are more forgiving when you don't ask for permission. It's when you're doing it from a righteousness place or a place of judgment or looking to do harm that when you don't ask permission, people get upset with you. So what I'm hearing about the story with Sophie is that at the end of the day, she didn't ask for permission around something called, I want to go do contribution work on Thanksgiving, right? And it's like, well, of course I'm going to honor that and allow my daughter to do that. This thing about permission really is powerful, Global Tribe of Disruptors. If you're looking to unleash yourself in any area of your life around health, around finances, around your career, around your business, around your relationship with your spouse or your partner, with your kids, disrupt this thing called permission. You know, I watched my mom and dad as a kid growing up, Pavel. My dad was a blue-collar worker. He was a tailor, and he worked very, very long hours. And he would come home, and seemingly it seemed like it was every night that they'd have the same conversation. And my dad would talk about how he wanted to open up his own business. Because he was a tailor, he wanted to open up a dry cleaning business. And it was interesting because he would ask my mom from like this little boy place, like, this is what I want. What do you think? Do you think this is a good idea? You know, would you help me? You know, and my mom would always say, you have two kids. They're in private school. They're young. That's a crazy idea, right? And my mom was doing the right thing from her perspective, right? My parents are immigrants. They didn't have a lot of dough. So my mom was playing it safe, which was also the right thing to do. And for my dad, the opportunity was to disrupt this conversation waiting for permission. Because he waited for permission, he never actually became the artist of his life in the area of his career. Okay. You know, going back to this article from Stephen Levitt, what he says, one of the more interesting parts of the experiment that Mr. Levitt did was that a simple coin toss was permission enough for some of the people that he had in his study. Perhaps it doesn't matter, he goes on to say, where the permission comes from. Maybe we're all secretly dying for anyone, including a coin, to just come along and say, just go for it. You can make that change. And listen, if you have people in your life who are giving you permission and giving you validation and giving you affirmation, that's awesome. And at the same time, remember this, Global Tribe, when you're making big changes and you are disrupting the status quo, it scares people around you. It spooks people, just like my dad wanting his own business scared my mom. And so that's the moment in time where you get to actually make a powerful choice called, I'm going to give myself permission. Global Tribe, we're going to take a quick break. We have a podcast. This show will be on a podcast dropping tomorrow. I want to thank the Global Tribe of Disruptors. Pavel, we are in the top 20 in Woo-hoo. The self-help category on Podomatic. We have Coach Carrie Turner on the line who will be live with us when we return. Again, your phone call is 212-650-6903. Also, your online comments, keep coming them in.
I may not live to see our glory.
I may not live to see our glory.
But I will gladly join the fight.
But I will gladly join the fight.
And when our children tell our story.
And when our children tell our story.
They'll tell the story of tonight.
Let's have another round tonight.
Let's have another round tonight.
Let's have another round tonight.
Raise a glass to freedom. Something they can never take away. No matter what they tell you.
Global Tribe, you're listening to Coach Nick right here with the Dudes of Disruption. We are committed to disrupting the automatics in our lives. Today's show is How to Become the Artist of Your Life. Check out the dudes on social media throughout the week for inspirational quotes, disruptive conversations, and upcoming events. That was, again, a song from Hamilton, The Story of Tonight. And just a quick shout out to Alexander Hamilton, who's one of our founding fathers. He's portrayed in the play as an immigrant orphan whose drive to prove himself, to not throw away his shot. And by the way, he wasn't waiting for anyone's permission. He was going for it. Stands as a testament. The fact that he went for it stands as a testament to one of the many great strengths of our culture. And again, I want to thank our founding fathers for giving us many gifts, and one of them is that people in this country don't need permission. We can just go for it.
I would say it's like the Declaration of Independence. It's not the question of independence. It's a declaration.
Ooh, I love that. Yes.
And so it's the declaration of it's going to be okay.
Yes.
As opposed to, is it going to be okay?
Yes.
So I think sometimes that permission, it's a mindset.
Yes.
So we move.
I love it.
We move forward.
And, one of the things I say, you just reminded me of, Pavel, is that sometimes one way to give yourself permission is just to say, because I say so. But to your point, it's the Declaration of Independence, not the question of independence. It's like, because I say so. All men are created equal, Thomas Jefferson said. Okay, we have Coach Carrie Turner on the line. Let's bring her live. Carrie Turner in the house.
Hi,
Carrie.
Hi.
Carrie, you want to say something about yourself to the Global Tribe, who you are?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Besides your friend, I've known
yes.
Nick for years. I am a life coach and I coach women to align themselves with their divine feminine to elicit healing and empowering in all areas of their lives.
Awesome. I love your mission, Carrie. It's a very, very important one. So, Carrie, thank you for being on our show. Carrie has been a participant on the Dudes of Disruption show now quite a bit. Carrie, Pavel and I were talking about this article from the New York Times by Carl Richards, which talks about how people are waiting for permission and approval before making big changes. Based on the work that you do, you coach a lot of folks, you facilitate a lot of sessions. Based on the work that you do, how accurate would you say this perspective that Carl Richards shares in his New York Times article?
Oh, I would say he is spot on. Absolutely. I've seen it not only with the people that I've coached, but also in my own life before I got past that awareness around permission. Absolutely.
Do you think there's a difference between men and women from your perspective? Meaning, do you think men are waiting for permission more than women, or vice versa, that women, vice versa. I almost confused myself there. So I caught myself.
I think in different areas it might be different. I mean, of course, from my perspective, I'm going to say that I see, since I work with women so much,
right,
that women have a challenge, definitely a greater challenge with permission.
Yeah,
because of the way society is, you know, a patriarchal society that we live in.
You know, I've heard from several women, I don't know if this is if you would agree with this, that often women, you know, men often will go for a job without having the qualifications or having the experience, whereas women often feel like they have to be perfect for it, right? It's almost, again, in the background, there's this thing called permission. They're not giving themselves permission to actually leverage their talents and strengths that they have. And instead, what they're doing is trying to be perfect for that job or for that role.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's, I mean, not only in the workforce, but the perfection issue would definitely is something that holds women back overall as far as really going for it in different areas of their lives.
Yep. We've been talking about, the show is called How to Become the Artist of Your Life, Carrie. Mm-hmm. And so what do you think gets in the way most around people becoming the artist of their life? We've talked about permission being a big factor. Beyond giving yourself permission or waiting for permission, where else are people getting in their own way?
I think that, well, obviously fear and perhaps even waiting for, I'll do it when the fear passes.
Right.
And as we know, like, that doesn't really happen.
Right.
Wanting to be liked, looking good, like we have it all together
right,
for others, being in our head around it a lot. And
right,
being, I think a big one for me, though, is, you know, between the ages of 0 and 10, where we create beliefs, our belief systems, including our core limiting beliefs.
Right.
And I think that maybe when we're little and the first couple, 2-3 times we swing out big and we get a message back from either our parents, our teachers, siblings, friends, whoever, that, hey, wait a second here. Who do you think you are?
Right.
Don't shine so bright. And I think that that gets imprinted in ourselves, and we carry that with us until we are able to to create a new belief system. Because, like you had mentioned before, a lot of times when we do play big in life,
right,
it freaks other people out.
Yes.
Because what happens is we're mirroring back where they perhaps are playing small.
Yes, absolutely. It makes them feel uncomfortable. It has them feel maybe even less than. It has them question why are they not becoming the artist of their own lives. And so they actually will start telling you all the reasons why you shouldn't do something. You know, there's a saying that I offer in some of the workshops I do, which is people are going to judge you anyway. So you might as well be yourself. You might as well actually be your authentic self. You might as well go for what you believe is right, right? What you believe is connected to your core values.
Absolutely. And the funny, you know, at first it can feel, it feels different when you show up that way in your own life, because if we're used to kind of like going with the flow of what other people want to say.
Right.
But once you really like burst out of that and start, that is the way that you're committed to living your life.
Yes.
It becomes so natural, and it feels so good.
Yeah. You know, Pavel and I, and we have Pavel Lempert from Drum Cafe in the studio. We were talking earlier about how trust is a really important piece. I really think that trust is the opposing force of fear. And trust is not absent of fear, by the way. Trust is actually includes fear. It's like fear. Let's be homies. Let's hang out. Like let's lean in on each other. It's like, listen, people who are courageous are not courageous without any hesitation, without any fear. What I do believe a courageous person does, or who they're being, is somebody who says, I will figure it out. I trust myself that whatever I get myself into, I will figure out how to navigate, how to move to the left and how to, you know, duck to the right. And I know that I'm going to be okay, and that there is a lesson to be learned inside of this particular experience. So, Kerry, before you came on, we were talking about also our founding fathers, because I think they are like the original artist, right? These like amazing artists, right? What lesson can we learn from your perspective from our country's founding fathers that people today, your clients, our clients here, that people today can apply to their lives in the areas of career, in the areas of finances, relationships? What can we learn from our founding fathers?
Well, I think, first of all, think big. Get out of your comfort zone. I mean, nothing outrageous and amazing is created within a comfort zone.
Right.
You said before, like, as human beings, we have the ability to create something out of nothing, to really believe in that. And it's not just for some people, it's for all people.
Right.
And I think also asking yourself a question of what value will this bring to others, making it not just about you.
Ooh, I love that.
Because then it's like, wait a second, if I don't attempt this, then I'm actually being stingy to other people, because whatever it is that I want to give into this world could move so many people. So, dare I play small?
Oh, I so love what you just said, because Pavel and I were talking prior to the show, and we said one of the things that always pulls us forward is to get connected to something much, much bigger than ourselves. And when we get connected to something much, much bigger than ourselves, we actually will move forward even with the fear, even with those little voices in your head saying, maybe you should, no one else has done this, how dare you do this? You do it because you're connected to something much, much larger. And I think the easy one for people to get connected to is when you're a parent, right? You're a parent, you're connected to something much larger called your kids, your family. And so often as a parent, listen, all parents, you know, Pavel's a parent, you're a parent, Kerry, I'm a parent. We're founding fathers in our families, because there's no playbook. I know there's like a gazillion books around it. You know what? The minute that little baby comes out, it's like, yeah, whatever was on page 28, I don't remember, right? And so you make decisions and choices based on something much, much bigger than yourself. And I think that's a key takeaway that you just left us with as a way to give ourselves permission, give ourselves the opportunity to get out of our own way so we go become the artist of our lives. Kerry, as usual, dropping the gems. Kerry, how do folks get a hold of you?
You could email me at Kerry, K-E-R-R-Y, at KerryTurnerCoaching.com. Or you can find me on Facebook too, Kerry Turner Coaching.
Awesome. Kerry, thank you again for being part of the Coach Nick and Dudes of Disruption show. You are welcome to come back anytime.
Thank you so much. It was great. Have a great afternoon, guys.
You too.
All right.
We have a caller on the line. Who's calling in?
Hello?
Hello. Who's this?
Hey, Nick. It's Alone.
Alone. How ironic that it's Alone. Our friend, Pavel, you don't know Alone, but in a way you do. Alone is actually the person who introduced me to this article.
Okay.
Now Alone, talk about doing something without permission. Alone, folks, who's on the line right now. Sorry, Alone, I'm doing a whole thing around you here.
Go for it.
Alone picked up his wife and his three kids, and they moved to Bali a couple of months ago. They don't have any friends there. They don't have any relations there. But they have a vision of the kind of family they want to have. They have a vision around the kind of environment they want to be in. They have a vision around the kind of world they want to create. And they went on vacation to Bali for 2 weeks. They came back and said, you know what? We're going to do the unthinkable. And they actually made the move. So you are actually the inspiration for this show, Alone.
Wow.
Thank you.
Are you calling in from Bali, by the way?
I actually got back into New York yesterday.
Okay, cool. Awesome. What were you going to just say?
I would like to say, though, that even though, yes, we did move to Bali, that struggling with permission is still a daily struggle for me.
Say more about that, Alone. Say more about that.
So I am starting to, I'm going to be doing a new business.
Okay.
And I had a conversation with my wife actually about 3 days ago, and I'm really stuck around it because I'm not sure how to go forward, and I'm really stuck. And she asked me, what's holding you back? What are you doing? What's holding you back? And I got the cojones. It was really nervous. But I got the cojones.
That's a technical term.
I actually told her, you know, I'm actually waiting for your permission to do it.
You said that.
I actually said that. And she looked at me like I was completely out of my mind. And said that, you know, it's insane that I'm doing it because she has no reason to give me permission. She's telling me, do whatever you want.
Right.
But yet, so I'm thinking about it, and I'm very defensive at first, of course, but I actually figured it out, and I think it was a lot with her advice. She said that I'm just looking for to get out of responsibility. And you know what? She's absolutely right. It's a total excuse for me to not be responsible to create whatever I want to create out of fear.
Mm. So it sounds like the permission is not from external forces, in this case called your wife, right? Or from society. It's really giving yourself permission to be responsible, to bring a certain way of being that it's going to take in order to, in this case, in Alone's case, to succeed in building this new business. Because it's almost like we use the permission from others as the excuse to get in our own way, when meanwhile, we have the answer right here within ourselves.
Yeah, you know, it actually really blew me away that because it was very clear to her, but it was a complete blind spot for me. I did not. I wouldn't have even like. And even though it's obvious now, but it's such a block. It's just an excuse, actually.
You know, it's interesting too, Alone, that you say that it's a block. It's a blind spot. And I said this in the first segment. Actually, is that we all have proof where we've been the artist of our lives. We all have proof where we've disrupted the status quo. We all have proof where we've gone or deviated outside of the norm, where we've been the rebel or the revolutionist like our founding fathers in any area, right? Inside of our families, in our communities, in our schools, etc., right? You just made a major move, right? You moved to Bali. You took your wife and your three kids without knowing anyone there. I mean, it's not like you went there to because you had a business or a plant there or relatives there. So it's interesting, like you didn't ask for anybody's permission to go to Bali. So you've done it before. You have that muscle. You realize that?
Not really, no. tell me more.
You can't make this up. Would you agree, Alone, that you disrupted an automatic called I'm going to move to Bali when others would have said to you, what right do you have to do that? That's a crazy idea. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's according to everyone I know, it's crazy, yes.
Okay. Who are you being? What did it take for you to make that choice to move to Bali with your wife and kids without not knowing anyone there and also getting backlash from friends and family? What did it take? Because you've done it. You did it already. I have the proof. You have the proof. What did it take? Who are you being in that moment in time?
A disruptor.
Okay. And in order to be a disruptor, what do you need? You need many things, but what's one thing that you need?
For me, it's actually it's making the decision was the hardest part, and after the decision, it was easy.
Right.
Everything fell in place afterwards.
Declaration.
So, who am I being? I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
No, it just gets back to what we were talking earlier. It's about a declaration as opposed to a question. And when you decide either exclusively by yourself or by enrolling people and say, I'm going to do this, there's no permission. It's a statement. It's a declaration.
Right.
You know, and there's power in that, and people want to be on board with that. In your case, you took your family.
Right.
They were part of it. But my guess is it was your declaration that made it all happen.
Yeah,
it was actually, yes.
Yeah, and Pavel, what you don't know from this man is, in the last couple of years that I've known him, He was in a family business doing quite well, going fine, right? Mm-hmm. You know, successful business. And he disrupted the automatic, the status quo, and he decided to leave that business and then go start another one. And then a few months ago, he chooses with his family to move to Bali again, not knowing anyone. So it's funny how Alone says, I'm drawing a blank. I'm not sure what's going on. Meanwhile, I mean, by the way, I appreciate you actually, because when we're on the hot seat, right, we draw a blank. But again, this is really, it's actually a gift to the people listening and watching the show, because I really believe that we all actually have the answer called how to become an artist in our lives, how to actually unleash ourselves. We already have the answer. The question is, what are you waiting for, right? And one of the things we've been talking about, Alone, is one way to actually get past yourself or get past even this permission thing is to actually just get connected to something much, much bigger than yourself, what your higher purpose is or what your mission is in the world. And once you do that, it will pull you forward, even if you still have fear that's, you know, lingering around.
Yes. That feels very, very correct.
Awesome. Alone, thank you so much for calling. Awesome. Glad to have you back in New York City. And please continue to call and watch the show.
Thank you, Nick.
Awesome.
All the best. Thank you.
You are listening to Coach Nick and the Dudes of Disruption, who are committed to disrupting your automatics like we were just doing with Alone. Today's show title is How to Become the Artist of Your Life. We have a couple of minutes left. Again, please continue sending in your online comments. We've got an online comment from our friend Heidi, again, up from Massachusetts. She loved Carrie, by the way. She says, I love that. To not do it, think big, and do it for the greater good is actually awesome. We don't have to know all the answers. The how will come. I actually love that Heidi said that. If you get committed, part of the declaration that you talked about is making a declaration about something you want and really being connected to it and connecting your heart and your head to it and not getting caught up in the how. When we get caught up in the how, that gives us a reason to actually not do it. Well, how's it going to happen? How much time do I have? Can I really be doing this? Listen, we all have been there where we've wanted something like it's nobody's business, and miraculously, we find the time. We find the resources. We even find the brains for it. Right?
Yeah, we figure it out.
So we've been talking about how to become the artist of your life, disrupt this conversation that many of us have, these little voices in our head around giving ourselves permission. We are live, Pavel and Global Tribe, every Sunday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern. We drop a podcast every Monday. You can find it on iTunes and on Podomatic. We're ranked in the top 20 again. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo, right? You can also find us at Dudes of Disruption on Facebook. We're now getting to parting shots. How about them apples?
So fast.
Right? The show went so fast, and I've enjoyed this time with you.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
going to have to come back now.
Yes. Heidi says, great show. And I think it's because Pavel played a big part in that.
Thanks, Heidi.
Yeah. Heidi's on fire on the online over here. What's your parting shot, Mr. Pavel?
My takeaway, which was the discovering the moment, it's about declaration that if you want to be bold and play a big game, be audacious, go for it. And while you may set up the destination, don't get hung up on the details. Just there's a certain amount of trust and willingness to say yes and just make it happen and trust that you have the wherewithal and the support to achieve whatever that audacious declaration is.
Yeah, and again, what you're reminding me is that when you're disrupting the status quo and going for something really big, like your daughter, like the story you told about your daughter, when you're doing it from a place of love and contribution, people will be easier to enroll. People will be easier to get to hop on your bus. Before I do my parting shot, I've got one more online comment from Jace. Thank you, Jace, again, for continuing to support the show. She says, whoa, digging the stash, Nick. Here's my parting shot. Again, we were highlighting this Carl Richards New York Times article. And he goes on to say, my parting shot's going to include a couple of excerpts from his article. He says, Carl Richards, the New York Times article says, I hereby proclaim myself the president of permission granting, and by all the power vested in me, I grant everyone, and I'm going to add this part, I grant everyone in the global tribe of Dudes of Disruption audience who's listening and watching the permission to go be the artist in anything that you want to do in your life. Whatever it is, you now have been granted to do and to have permission to do whatever it is that you want. This week, take one, he goes on to say, and I love this suggestion, this week, Global Tribe, take one major change you're wanting to make and figure out if the only thing getting in your way is that you're waiting for someone to give you permission or validation or affirmation. Be honest with yourself, really take a look, like really, really notice and be in an inquiry. And if you find that it's permission that you're searching for, then again, you've been granted here on the Dudes of Disruption Coach Nick Show. Look no further. You have permission. I'm going to end by saying this. It was people who founded this country, but they founded this country not on impersonal factors such as economics or technology or money or class that make history. And they make it out of what they did was they made it out of the ideals that they can cherish in their hearts and in the ideas that they had in their minds. That's the artist. The artist gets connected to the music of their heart and to the words of their head. They connect the music and the words together. Go be the artist of your life, Global Tribe. The world really is a demand right now for transformation. There's a big job wanted sign called We Need Artists in the areas of education and food and politics and race and economic equality. There is a demand for artists. The game is made up. Go make up the game on your terms and change the world while doing it. We end every show, Pavel, with a quote from a major disruptor. Dr. Seuss, don't cry because Coach Nick and the dudes are over. A big smile because we just happened.